the people that run over us constantly.
Oh, boy.
Reasons why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Oh, here we go. Couple of recalls to start off why we can't have nice things. First of all, Costco recalling more than, well, nearly a million bottles of its Kirkland brand signature Prosecco.
Oof.
Warning the bubbly could pose a laceration hazard.
Excuse me.
Mainly because it seems to be a little flimsy on the bottle front. Yeah, they even say customers who purchased it should not attempt to open it and should place it in paper towels or a plastic bag before disposing of it or bringing it back.
Is it going to blow up?
Or you could just look like a wino.
Mm-hmm.
And then Honda has issued a recall for 400,000 Honda Civics from the year 2016 to 2021 after, quote, finding that wheels may detach from vehicle.
Oh, my word. It's not where that goes.
Especially if you're drinking the Prosecco.
Yeah, I know.
It's not combined.
You remember how your mom used to say, you are like a bull in a china shop. Well, this is kind of like that. But it's a bull at Walmart. Now, this may be considered normal in Texas, but in Alliance City, Ohio, not so much. Police found a man riding a bull in the parking lot at a local Wally World. He said he was headed to a rodeo. Officers did not take him into custody. They were very amused. They did take a photo with the guys.
I love it.
All is well. No word if Prosecco was included.
Yeah, check this out.
I have so many questions.
What? This is Gus.
Can I pet Gus?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, here. You take a picture on my phone? Oh, so
that's the officer. And that is greatness and a wonderful way to handle that situation. That's beautiful. Let's go to Connecticut. As two men in Connecticut were arrested for trying to... You know the large green highway signs?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted them.
Oh.
So these two dudes get out of their vehicle. They have a truck. It's not even like a full size. And then they get it down and strap it to the back of a pickup. And that'll get you pulled over, especially if you're just driving down an interstate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anything. It didn't even have like a funny name on it or something. Like, you know, Slaughter
just,
Avenue.
Yeah. Butte
so
now
Road.
Everybody's just missing their exit.
Mm-hmm.
Rude.
Both men were arrested and charged with a third-degree larceny, reckless use of highway by a pedestrian, and improper parking on a highway. Show that they need a sign of a different kind.
The government shut down fun and games until TSA goes deep in on the action. Angel Oswaldo was not impressed with the two security lanes being shut down at the airport in New Orleans. So he took off a lot more than just his shoes, stripped down to his boxers.
Uh-oh.
He then tried to fight the agents, was restrained, arrested, and now facing a variety of charges. He's probably didn't even make his vacation after this.
Man. Well, at least he was up front. Man behind. Don't get much news out of North Dakota, but we got something out of Fargo.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So there's a Fargo. Okay, I'll stop. The Fargo hotel that's under fire right now is unnamed. Until we name it right now, Expressway Suites in Fargo. Just in case. This winter, you are planning a trip, because that's a great time.
It's no Malvern.
Yeah, well, they're under fire after a guest witnessed an employee soaking bed sheets in a hot tub. And that evidently has been how they are washing their hotel linens.
Ew.
In the hot tub.
Ew.
Where the sheets get hot.
Ew.
In the hot tub. Gonna make you sweat. Dum, 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 dum. Don't use a black light.
No, don't use that. Remember the olden days when fans would camp out for concert tickets?
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of like that, but Starbucks style. That barista cold cup is quite an item. Selling out within seconds, sparking fights at stores, and Houston police not impressed that folks were throwing punches at 5 a.m. over one of these cute little glass cups. They've now been going on eBay for up to $300. And can I just say, congratulations, because if you manage to horrify the Houston PD, certainly paints a picture, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to start throwing fisticuffs
until after like 6 a.m.
No way.
So we had five thieves in Northern California. They go in Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock. Orchestrated operation, it seems, to rob a bank. And they go in. And they get in there. And then they leave with no cash. Mm. Because the bank is a cashless bank.
That's unfortunate.
Dum, 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 dum